Hey, Gilbert.
How'd you feel out there today, Zach?
I felt a lot better than the previous outing. Felt under control. Felt like I had control, command of all four or five pitches. Still just knocking the rust off, though, but, overall, pleased how I felt, how the pitches were moving out, being able to repeat that stuff. And, yeah, so good things to build on.
David Brandt.
Hey, Zach, we were talking to Torrey earlier, and he said that you might be on some sort of, innings limit this year just because of the bounce back from a shorter season. I just kind of wondered your thoughts on that, if you thought you needed to be held back a little bit, or if you should be full go, or just kind of your thoughts on rest and different things like that.
It's one of those things I think you're going to see probably a lot of guys that the organization are just going to take into account, jumping from, how many innings it was last year. I think I had 70. So, even doubling that is kind of a crazy jump. Usually it's a slow progression, over the years. So obviously not really surprised about that, but it's not really going to affect what I do. I'm going to go out there and try and throw as many innings as possible until they decide to, shut me down or whatever happens. So, yeah, nothing I really thought about, but something in the back of my mind that, I think just precautionary, a lot of teams are probably going to look to do that, and it is what it is.
Jack Summers.
Hey, Zach. You mentioned you felt pretty good about all four pitches in command. Do you feel like you're ahead with any one particular pitch, and which one maybe you feel like you still got a little bit of work to do to get to where you want it to be?
Yeah. Not to jinx anything. So I believe in that. So, I feel like I really put in a considerable amount of work these past week or so, last few days, on my curveball, on my changeup, just trying to get a consistent feel. So I felt really good about those today. They were coming along as the outing went along. So I was pretty happy being able to repeat those and just have a little bit better feel as the game went on.
Zach Buchanan.
Zach, do you feel like going back to David's question about, increasing the innings you're pitching this year, do you feel like there's a way for the team to handle that proactively so it's not like you hit to a certain mark and you're shut down in September like you were, a couple of years ago? Are there ways to deal with it on the front end so that you're available for the stretch run, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not in the logistics business, so for me to try and game plan would be above my pay grade. But yeah, there's definitely things that I imagine you could do just throughout the year. Maybe take a look at, days off or whatever it is and push a start back, whatever that might be. It's not something that I've been talked to about. So like I said, I'm just going to go out there and keep doing my job, pitch until they tell me to stop pitching, and then still probably say, no, let me go back out there. So it is what it is.
It's your career, right? It's your health and everything. How would you want them to handle it? I guess it's just such a confusing, uncharted territory type of thing. How would you want to do it? You've thrown 180 innings or something before, so it's not it's totally new.
Yeah, no, obviously, you want to be in there, at least, I do at least want to be in there at the end of the stretch run. Hopefully we're making a push for getting into the postseason. So that would be the last time that you would want to be sitting on the sidelines watching your team, unable to help them. So obviously if it was something that could prevent that, but also at the same time, hopefully my career, goes on longer than just 1 year. So looking down the road, you look to those things and the health wise, but yeah, hopefully it's just something that, they figure out logistically, and doesn't necessarily prevent me from pitching at the end of the year. When baseball really, really should count, but I'm not really going to concern myself with that necessarily on March 6th or 7th or whatever day it is. I'm just trying to knock the rust off and get some good building blocks going.
David Brandt.
Just curious, some teams have talked about going to a 6-man rotation or something like that. And I know that you pitched in college, and obviously you go once a week in college usually. Is there a big difference between 5 days and 7 days, or 5 and 6? Did it take a while to learn how the body bounces back, or, you know, just kind of walk me through that transition?
Yeah, it's definitely something that you just kind of get used to. That transition from 6 days resting in college to 5 days rest when I was in the minors with St. Louis, and you get that 4 days rest. Obviously, there's a transition point. I'm a tinkerer. I'm somebody who throws a lot, catch play. So for me, the less rest is kind of good, because then I won't concern myself with throwing so much every day and having to work on stuff and stuff like that. Also, just the fact that you get out on the mound quicker. If you had a bad outing or you had a good outing, like, you can keep that stretch going. Or, you know, you can, you know, get back up on the horse, whatever it might be. So I'm always in favor of less rest, even though, as silly as it sounds, you know, for health wise and whatnot, but I just like to be able to pitch every 5 days. But at the same time, you know, you have to take in, you know, different factors of coming off throwing 70 innings, and then, you know, trying to put on a full season workload. It's just going to be something you have to make adjustments to.
Zach Buchanan?
How do you feel about Devin Booker?
He should be an all-star. Were you guys eavesdropping on us talking in here? Yeah, he should be an all-star. There's no reason you should have 25-7 and not be an all-star. I'm sorry. That is just ridiculous to me. But obviously, I didn't realize he got named as a reserve. And unfortunately, injury, not going to be able to make it. But still shouldn't matter. He should have been, voted in right off the jump. 25-7 should be an all-star year in, year out.
All right, that's it for us. We'll see you after the game.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.